study at the University of Nevada, Reno, uses drones and scanners to determine impact of fall grazing on wildfire. David Sparks, Ag Information Network, and it turns out that livestock grazing and technology work together to reduce cheatgrass and other wildfire fuel. A widespread problem on Nevada rangelands is frequent and large wildfires, often due to cheatgrass. Doctoral student Tracy Shane with the University of Nevada, Reno College of Agriculture, Biotechnology, and Natural Resources recently began a project using cutting-edge technology to see how sheep and cattle grazing might help control cheatgrass.
We are using a remote sensing approach in addition to traditional rangeland measurements to evaluate how we alter fuel loads using alter fuel loads with a targeted grazing treatment in the fall. We're especially targeting plant communities that are a mix of cheatgrass and some perennial grasses to try to reduce the cheatgrass, reduce the fuels so that we don't have as much carryover fuel the next year.
Cheatgrass is an invasive species from Eurasia that spreads quickly and is extremely flammable. It also creates its own space to grow. The more dead cheatgrass and additional plant material left on the ground, the more easily cheatgrass establishes over time. Produced by the Ag Information Network.